Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some farming news, give out some yard tips, along with all of our community news throughout the county. In my farming news, forage conditions across Kansas range from exceptionally wet in some regions to drought in others. The early rains created an increase in weed pressure in hay fields and made timely harvest of forages a challenge in McPherson County. The rapid onset of drought in central Kansas stressed forages and crops mid-season. All of these conditions could potentially affect forage quality and may greatly increase the risk of mold and nitrates in harvested forages, which can be harmful and toxic to livestock. This is the year to test your harvested forages. As the old saying goes, don't guess, test. For my landowners wanting to improve their lawns this September, September is the best time to give cool season grasses a boost. But with triple digits hammering our part of the state recently, it might be a good idea to hold off just a bit. K-State horticultural specialist Ward Upham says you can still overseed such cool season grasses as tall fescue and Kentucky bluegrass in early September, but waiting a few weeks might be even better. That puts the middle to late part of September as a good time for homeowners to think about thickening up their home lawns. In my community news, September 30th will be the last market for the 2023 season of the Mound Ridge Farmers Market. They have plans of a wheat spelling bee with antique tractors and horses open to the community from 8 to noon. Everyone is invited to participate in the finale. The church youth will be selling cinnamon rolls and coffee, so please make your plans to come visit the last Mound Ridge Market of the year on September 30th. The first weekend of the Kansas State Fair is over, but you have just a week left to make your plans now to visit the State Fair in Hutchison this year and to see all the projects and display from our county's 4-H members and community members. Our State Fair is full of old and new events and activities for the 2023 year. Come find your fun at the Kansas State Fair and get fairified. In other news, the McPherson County Farmers Market will be open this coming Saturday, right here on the campus of the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds here in McPherson, in the Blue Round Top Building. We are made up of gardeners, bakers, florists, artists, and beekeepers. Everyone has a passion for bringing fresh produce and homemade items to the public. Their hours are 8 a.m. to 12 each and every Saturday. The market will have many products available like fresh herbs and vegetables, sweet and savory baked goods, jams and jellies, honey, pecans, cut flowers, and arts and crafts. Plan now to visit the farmers market for homegrown, homemade items. In my extension news, the extension office does offer many diagnostic tests one can get done for their home or farm. We do rent the soil probe for soil sampling, hay probe for feed analysis, and offer insect identification along with plant and weed identification. We have a vaccine cooler to aid livestock producers to ensure that their vaccines stay at the right temperature during the day when working cattle. We also have radon kits and Natroleum Alpha agent that helps get rid of bad odors. As always, if you have specific ag questions, you can reach me during business hours here at the office. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I hope to see you at the State Fair this coming week.